Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
All right. So we're three lines from the bottom on Lamed Ches Amud Beis. Today's daf again is Lamed Tes. The question should darken us is the certain yayin. We're going through those things in the Mishnah that are Asur, Be'achila, and Mutter, and Hanna. One of them are pickled foods that they normally put wine. I think it takes out the sour taste, something like that. Dr. Brown, do you hear what I was saying just now? You hear what I was saying? Yeah? Okay. So, okay, now we qualify this halacha. This is only true that pickled foods from a non-Jew are mutabahanah, again, the asabahilah. But the mutabahana only in a scenario or in a case where that's the normal derech to do that, to put wine in. I will be a dua. Let's say it's absolutely known that they put wine in. Also, afilu bahana. It's also even in hana because tam yeno. It's also bahana. I be a dua again, be a dua, but it's still not the end. So that's the Gemara's question. You said this halacha before, where it's not the end, where tam yeno is not the end. It's still it's mutar bahana. We know this from Urayas, right? The Gemara Urayas, Mimurayas, says over here. Does he change it? Oh, Mimurayas. Not a Salah. Have I been making that mistake the whole time? Very
unchangeable.
Alright, a mistake. No one correcting me. Okay. Maish, Mimurayas, the Shara, Abonu Bahano. Ah, it's Mutar Bahano. Then what was the reason? Again, it's not the end. It's Damyan. It's mixed in. It's not the end. There's a Heter Abahano. Maybe it's not mixed up with the Ainesses. As far as Taisha says, we can kind of say it. So Hasan, no, it's a difference, it's a big difference. Hasan Abure Zuhamor. Over there, wine is not given to add a taste, rather it's to take off the sour taste or the bad taste. And therefore we make or more with Stam Yenim that's not Ben. Hachalim Tuke Taima. But over here again, where it's Yodua that they put the wine in the kvashin, it's because it's pickled, so they want to sweeten it a little bit. To sweeten it, to sweeten the taste, in that case it's going to be also, even if it's not the end, at least if it's Yadua. If you come on to the Svar of the Darkon, which is a tzad that they didn't put in wine, that coupled with the fact that it's Tam Yenim, that's not the end, then that's where the Mishnah's Heter of Hano only applies. That's Chizkiah, and it's, yeah, for sure also about Achila. That's Chizkiah's qualification of the Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Afilu bi Yadua Nami Mutter. Rabbi Yochanan says, even if it's known that it was mixed, it's mutter, again, because it's not the end. Umayishna mimurai is here, it's with a samach. Don't ask me, I don't know why. Umayishna mimurai, maybe my Gemara has a mistake.
Yeah, they were both with a samach.
He doesn't say it over here. Okay, it's been a shamashugana. Umayishna mimurai is Rameir. For this reason, at least. I mean, it's not right, yeah, you can. Right. Maishna mimurai is Rav Meir, the Osir Bano. Ah, according to Rav Meir, now go to the other flip side over here. Rav Meir holds that Murai is Osir Bano, even if it's not Ben. You hold Stam Yain, it's not Ben. It's still Osir Bano. Stam Yain is still Osir Bano. So now what would Rav Yechanan is saying, even be a do, it's mutter according to everyone. What's the reason? Big difference. Haslam, Yidia Mamoshoi. Hach, lo Yidia Mamoshon. Over there, the Mamoshis, how they translate this mamash over the essence of it is known. Here, it's not, its essence is not known. Now again, you can taste it in a way, but it's not yediyah mamash. Now these are very cryptic words. If you look at Rashi, let's look at Rashi's pshat here. Hasam yediyah mamashoi sharei matbilin boy. By the case of the kvashin. The case of the murais, my mistake. The case of the murais, you dip into it. Shem Rabbilin boy, v'haroitiv nechal, v'hayayin nechal imoy. The wine is meant to be as a chelik of the oichel. So, it's eaten with it. And therefore, since it's part of the oichel, that makes it into something which is yediya mamoshoy. It's not, it's kilu, it's be'en. It's not, even though you don't see it, it is, you do see it. Because the food has all of its accoutrements, and part of that is the right of that's nechal imoy from the murayas, from yediyah. That's so it's called because again it's not really be'en. It's you can't see it and feel it and hear it. It's only duch the oichel
the taste of it in the oichel that you see, it's a lamda shaban. That makes any sense. Yeah. Over here, it's not. Over here, you're not eating the roitiv, the pickled for ela hayerik. You only have the pickledness of it to help it last, to preserve it, and therefore the wine, essentially, that's included in that mixture of kvashim is not meant to be part of the yerek. So when you have the yerek, it's not called be'en. Not called be'en. That's the dogish. The dogish over here is whether it's called be'en or not. If it's not be'en, we know it's mutar b'hanon and osur b'achilo. By the case of wine, by the marayas over there, it's be'en. Over here, it's not be'en. And the question is why it's be'en, why it's not. And that's totally in the lumnus of yediyah v'amashe, the purpose of the wine. The wine, according to, by the case of the marayas, is nechalimai. If you see the wine, you see the, if you eat the marayas, you see the wine through that. But over here, it's not. That's only in Rav Meir. It's only Rav Meir. The emphasis is that it's be'en. That's what it all boils down to. The question is, why is that true? But at the end of the day, it's really the same svara, whether it's be'en or not.
That's
the machlokes. But it really all boils down to whether it's be'en or not. You see it, feel it, hear it. Yediyah mamashe. Okay. All right. That's the case of the wine. The Stam Yenu. Again, it's not Stam Yenu we're talking about here. Okay. The Mishnah continues, and it says other cases that are mutar b'hanon.
You're eating the wine. So
we have this kosher fish
you didn't do a good job. What is the difference? Is it because if the wine is there, so now the question is, because you're not using the wine except to dispel the taste, so why does that matter?
Because the halach of stam yenum, that's osur b'hana, is only where it's be'en. The question is, the wine...
Also.
What's that?
No, here it's be'en. They put the wine in. We know that the wine is there. So now the question is that you don't necessarily want to taste it.
The question is the purpose of the wine. If the wine is to enhance the Michael, essentially, so do you see the Michael? You see the Michael? You do. So you see the wine. This is part of it. For example, the Michael has inside of it juice. You don't see the juice. Let's say the juice. No one's going to say, it's not the end. No. Part of the Michael is the juice. Here also, the wine essentially is only there for the taste, so that's why you would say it's not ben. It's absorbed into the
right.
So for whatever, so you don't. It's not a part of the food essentially, but because it is lemtuke, it is. Rashi says matbilim by varoitiv nechol bayayin nechol imoy. Part of the food, you see the food, you see the all of its. Other parts that are part of the food. So it's ben.
The other one is only the sky, he says.
It's not, it's the yerek. You're eating the yerek. It's the pickling.
And
it's
the wine part is
of the pickling of it. But not the yerek itself. So it's not ben.
And obviously, well, we're only talking about Stam Yenom, so it's
the Jain Nesef is regular din of Tam Kiker, or if it's not the Rashi, like we said, that of course is different. But this is
not the definition of Ben.
100%. Yeah.
Not
Mamish
Ben.
That's what I was saying. It's a Lamdish Ben.
It's virtually Ben. What is it?
I'd say all cases Ben. Fakir. All cases Ben.
It's a stretch.
It is a stretch. 100%. But legally or Ki'ilu, however you want to say it, it's not simply Ben. You don't see it. You don't see it. You don't feel it. You don't hear it. You only taste it. Tom is not Ben. But that.
Ben, maybe, possibly, Ben does not mean it's distinct and visible. It means it's physically present. And even when it's absorbed, there's a chiddush that it's called Ben. So, normal usage in English would be like that.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how you would say it, because it's something along, at least something along those lines. Yeah. No one's saying it's simple. This is only in Rav Meir. Chacham completely argue with this. They go the other, like we said, Shar Safu, they go the opposite direction. So it's definitely a lamdish thing. that is not possible. Okay, Taurus Tufa. Matir Shein Bo David. Okay? And then we have the Chilek. The Chilek, right? The Chilek is what? Again, it's the species of the fish that starts out without fins and scales and then it grows it later. That halacha is that it's going to be much, it's really much about Chilek Be'etzim, but it's also about Chilek because they might mix in Dov and Kmein and it's not recognizable. So that's why it's also about Chilek. My Chilek, I'm going to explain now. My Chilek, Omer Abnach Bar Abba, Omer Rav, Zu Sultanis. It's the sultan fish. The sultan fish. It doesn't have fins and scales. When it's born, and then it grows them later. So why? Because the mixtures of other dog and tmein come with it. Because again, it's not recognizable. It doesn't have fins and scales right now. By puberty, it's going to have fins and scales. Okay. So over here, it's ain't imoy, right? It's abuna el imoy, and therefore that's the reason why it says about the lot. Zayir, really just zayir. Tan rabboni. Ain't my ass with also the god of Achuz man.
It's going to be Osiriver until it grows.
Yeah. Oh, it grows fins and scales. It's going to be mutter. It's recognizable at that point.
Kosher
species. It's really kosher now. It's just that there's a problem. You might mix dog and tomato.
Yeah.
When there's no problem like that, where it's nicker, then yeah, 100%. It'd be mutter bachilu.
So if you have a young one, you just take a DNA.
No. Exactly. No, because it's a marasayim. It's a marasayim.
It's
a marasayim. It looks bad. It looks bad. Can't recognize it. Tana Rabbanan. Eloi Ashiv also the Gadol Achuz Man Kuvar El Sultanis Ve'Off. It's another type of fish that has a similar thing where it doesn't have fins and scales today, but it will grow it later on. Harez Ve'Mutter. It's going to be Mutter. Yesh Lei Ashiv. What about the opposite? Yesh Lei Ashiv also the Hasir B'Shar Shoilim and Hayom. Let's say you have a species where right now it has fins and scales, but one day it'll grow up and it'll remove. Oh, it's fins and scales, it will lose them, it will shed.
When you take it out.
When it comes out of the sea.
The hair.
It loses it loses the hair. Kegoin, Apunis, of Apunis, Kitafs, the, Kit. Can you read this for me, David, please?
It's in the Greek.
Alright, I'm not even asking the translation. How do you read the words? Kunas kats the pitayas.
You got it.
The ax the pitayas.
There
you go. Goodness. These are all mutter because.
No.
This is from the Greek. Vivas, which is a sword fish.
Oh, so we've got a swordfish and a tuna fish.
Not all swordfish.
The Egyptian fish. A Greek swordfish.
Whoa.
Tuna fish.
Which one is which? Which one is which?
John, the media had the tuna fish.
Okay. So these are mutter. Thanks. Please. Okay, mutter. After Zabavol b'kisri. Now, why is it mutter? Rashi says because we make drushes. It has to be basically that drush is that if it ever has a possible or ever has any time in its life where it's going to have fins and scales, it's going to be mutter. Okay, so that's the reason for these things.
They already shed them. They had them. They don't have
them.
No. It's going to be mutter even if it doesn't have them. Because it's the mid, it's the type of fish.
You don't want to shed them.
Still mutter, 100%. The simmon. Yeah, it's just very good. Well, that's a good point, actually. You see, l'chayr, simonim are simonim, not sibus. You have to clarify that. Yeah, I need to think of that. Okay, very good, very good. Very smart. Yeah, very good. I mean, that's probably very relevant to all the idiom of simonim, is it a simon or a sibus? Fine. That's a riot to us. I mean, this is Gmaris and Chul and Samach Vav. Achaz Rabba Vav B'Kisri. Caesarea, Rabba Vav announced, Kirve Dogim B'Ubrin, Nichem B'Kol Adim. If you want to buy fish innards or, what's it, caviar, fish eggs, yeah?
Yeah.
Beitzim Shel Dogim,
yeah?
Nichem B'Kol Adim. You can buy it from anyone. They only come from places of Plus and Aspamia. Rashi says they dug in Tmei Mitzuyin Shum. don't really have the non-kosher fish in these places. Let's say you have the tzachanta of the river Bave. Sharyan. It's mutter, my time. What's the reason? Again, Bave is also the sultanus. Sorry, the tzachanta is the sultanus.
Yes, tzachanta is the sultanus.
Not Bave. Because I call it Bave. Yeah, not the Bave. Okay, fine. My mistake. Okay, no Bave in there. Sharia, my time. Now, why is it water? Because there's no tame fish. Now, why aren't there any tame fish? How do you know? You're going to say the water is rough waters, you know, white rivers. But I dug tame, keep the lessons, put a shedra, the duster, the difi maya, the mati koi. So dog tummy doesn't have a spine, and therefore it doesn't have enough of the. It doesn't have a stable. It doesn't have ankshei oirif. Very good. In a place where the water is rushing and it's not the. It's rough waters. It can't last there. Back to Gemara, but kachazin and the koi. That can't be. We see the Metzius is not like that. Elam yishum demlichi maya. You're going to say what? There's salt. The salt water river behind dog tummy. Even the less like kalfi. A dog tummy doesn't have scales. It doesn't have protection from the salt water. Therefore, it can't live. We see they actually do live. Even in salt water, full water rivers. Right. The answer is, the earth, the seabed or the riverbed. It still doesn't, it's the dirt, the earth, the sediment, it doesn't allow for the duck tome to grow. And therefore that's why it's the chilek. The chilek, which is a kosher fish, except that we're worried that it's gonna get mixed in with non-kosher fish in an area of the river where that doesn't happen. It's not possible because now we're saying the earth of that river doesn't, not a, a growing, it's not a habitat, not a good habitat.
Just for the chilek.
Just for the chilek, yeah.
I mean, the chilek prior to growing depends on scale in that area, in that geography would be mother.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. Because we're not worried. Snicker hurts. There's no dog's name. Because it's the habit. The habitat. Habitat is the environment. The environment. Very good. Environment. I'm Ravina, but Ravina says, don't take any halacha from this. Or in the pashati be'nar buzo v'nar gamdo asiri today. The Bav Nara has waters coming in from other tributaries?
Yeah.
Tributaries. Yeah. Very good, right? They come Nar Gruza, then Har Gamda, so then the Dug Tame fish also came in and they with us.
Messed it up.
Where is this? Yeah.
I mean he's from Caesarea, the Aspamia. Yeah. Caesarea, northern Israel. Amar Abaye, Haichamrut Diyama Shari. Abaye says the donkey of the sea is mutter. Tur Diyama of the ox of the sea is asur. The simanech, and the way to remember this is tame tar tar tame. A chamra is a behemot tmeya, but when it comes to the sea, it's the opposite. It's the fish, the donkey fish is mutter. The ox fish, the fish ox. Is tamed because even the opposite, the tar and ox is kosher for him. Amar Ravashi, shapar nuna is shari, the shvar nuna, the shvar fish is mutter. These are small. I think they called this a herring. Herring. Kaidish nuna osir. I think it's a herring. Look it up. Kaidish nuna is osir. Or maybe I'm saying the opposite. I don't know. Imagine if a herring would be osir to eat. That's it. Alright, so the Danish nun is Asr. That's the Kaidish. The Simanech Kaidish Lashem. Simanech. We remember it's Kaidish Lashem, Kaidish for Lashem. Yeah, and Taisus, by the way, has an opposite gear. Taisus has an opposite gear. Shvar nun is Asr, and Kaidish nun is Mutter, because Kaidish Lashem, and Hashem gave us the Rishus. Yeah, that's what you'd say. Some say that the kvar nuna, the gray fish is also. And kibar chavim taisa also has the opposite gear. So here he holds it's mutter because the kibar of another chavim is not metama ba'oil. So it's also taisa's different gear. So
you know what fish these are?
I definitely don't know.
Why is it going to be saying?
Listen to the next Gemara. I think the next Gemara is a major critic. Rabbi Akiva, listen. Rabbi Akiva Ikla Ginzin. Good old place Ginzin. I see we had it before. We went to, yeah, we had it before. Dal Amadal. I see Lakame Hahu Luna. They brought in front of him a fish. The Habidam Lichipusha. It was similar to a tummy fish that was called Chipusha. What did Rabbi Akiva do? He did a test. Afia Bidikula. He put it in a basket. And Chazabay Kalfi Bishari. Rashi explains, I don't know. I guess the fish was still alive. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, they jumped around.
Maybe the basket was in the water.
No, they jumped around.
No, I know, but he was about to eat the fish. Okay, so he took the fresh fish that he was about to eat, and it was still alive. There are restaurants that do that. They take the fish out of the thing and you eat it. Fancy restaurant like you have the Feinschmecker, who's a vice first class, also has the. I'm talking about Yehuda, Dr. Brown. I'm not talking to you. I'm Dr. Brown. Yehuda Feinschmecker. They find. I'm out. Anyways, Rabbi Akiva. So he would take out this fish, it was compared to a chipush, but he did a test. It was still alive, and it flopped around, and some of its scales fell off. Bishayin. So he was not here. Now, Mamaisim, were these scales visible? They weren't visible.
So they have to be.
Without.
So they have to be. So
I'll tell you why. Because Pashtus in Halacha,
the test was
he put this fish in a basket, and the basket had rough walls, and it took off the scales. So he wasn't able to see the scales by just looking at it. It looked like a peepush fish. Maybe it was a peepush fish.
He didn't see scales on the fish. He just saw the scales.
Only after he put it in the basket. On the basket. Came off.
It was checked beforehand.
Yeah, you assume it was a clean basket. Didn't have any scales. So.
Not visible to the eye.
So that's what I'm saying. So normally in halacha, we don't deal with things that aren't visible to the eye. You take a DNA test, that's a shiloh, right? Or you take a microscope and he's. Right now, I'm eating dust mites. By my pillow, you take a microscope, there's dust mites crawling around. You ever for eating a sheretz? No, you don't see it. Here, to make it into a kosher fish, I'm telling you, this is my own thing. To me, it's a chiddush over here. Only through this indirect.
So how do you know that? Maybe they were visible. You didn't know what they come from. Why
would you say that? It's very different.
It's not a kosher.
Who's that's who should say that?
That's what you're talking about. Are they removable?
You just have to have scales. They have to be able to come off. Who says that? Who says that?
Either by hand or by instrument. Scales.
I don't know where that, Jonathan. I don't know where that comes from. This shines out. This solution. No, but it has to have scales. What is considered a scale? He's saying this is considered scale, even though it's not visible to the naked eye.
It was always saying the in Russia of Elo, I gain
along. Oh, where's this? Yeah. You have to say chiddush over here. Oh, very good.
Here,
from Tysus, you have to go on to drushes. Sami, we're going to see other tests over here also.
So you have a place to do the test.
If you don't see them, in order to eat it, and to make it kosher, you'd have to know there's an existence of scales, and you'd have to do the test.
Scales are there, but it's not in the fish.
What?
Any loss not here, but not tested. It's a drush.
Because normally, in halacha, you have to go with what's visible to the naked eye. Okay.
All right,
we got it.
How do you know it has scales?
But he says specifically, that even the test, the same thing for the naked eye,
yeah,
and the status, if there are scales, it's not
true. So that's, but I'm
sober. You're a day
I'm not arguing on this. It says that in the Gemara, Jonathan. I'm not arguing on this. I'm just bringing out a point that normally in halacha we don't see such a concept. That things that aren't visible to the naked eye, we don't reckon with it. It's,
but it is visible if you do the test.
Oh, so, okay, so you...
It's not given to
so, yeah, maybe you can extrapolate if you can see it through a microscope. I hear...
He was massive in min.
Very good. I hear what you're saying, Mr.
He was massive in min, or that's...
Yeah, the min, the min. Listen, okay, I got. I'm sorry, I can't. Rav Ashi equal to Dr. Brown, but talk, please. I don't have any right to ever say someone's quiet, except for the fact that I just have a job to do at this point. Rav Ashi equal to Mudiraya. I see the Kamei Ahudnu, not a similar concept. They brought in front of him a fish, the Havidami Litzlufcha. It was compared to a Tzlufcha, again, a non kosher fish, an eel. Not till Hadiyama, and he would either put in front of the sun. Cause it to have a Beit Simchi, and he saw, oh, scales. Vishari, similar thing. Ravashi Iklo, who asked, the Ravashi revisited a certain place. Aisu Kamei, Ha'ud Nuna, the Habidami Lishvar Nuna. Again. Kafye Bimishli Chibri. He put it, he covered it with a white basket or something. Yeah. Cause of Beit Kalfi. So through the contrast, the white basket, he saw scales that were black. The Shariot, same idea. He was Matthew. Rabba Babachana, Ikul Agma, de Agma. He went to Akro de Agma. Pidulay Tzachanto. They brought in front of him the Tzachanto. Okay? Which is a kosher fish. That's a sultanus. But there's always a shash that they're going to put the chilek. They're going to put in front of it and mix it with Kirve Dog and Tmeim. Shambhala, who gabbed Avikarle Bati. And he heard a person calling that fish the bati, which is the, again, the non-kosher fish. Omar Rashi took a hint. He said, the kakarli bati, shmami no, dover tome is they. They, from the fact that they identify it as such, it means that in that place, they had interchanged the sultanus fish with non-kosher fish. And therefore, loyachumine, litzafra in the morning, ayinba, you looked at it, ashkach bay, dover tome. Oh! Look at that, look what I found. It was Dover Tome, Korean Afshe, you know.
What did he find?
Found that it actually was a Tome fish. It was the Batu.
How did he find Batu? It?
Because in that place, they called it Sachanta the Batu, which means they interchanged them. So even though originally, when they gave it to him, they said, here's a Tzachanta fish. The next day, he heard that the Tzachanta fish was also called Batu fish. And from that, he took a hint that they interchanged them, and he found out that this fish was a bati fish. And there and what we'll tell him, Tzadik is protected. Tzadik is protected.
Well, food.
At least food. Like you say, Hashem Shalom.
Remember, they used to
play. V'hakoyvet shel chiltis. The next case of the Mishnah was the, a piece of chiltis. I don't know, do they have a translation? It's a sharp food. What's the reason why it's also about chiyuv and not about no? Also about chiyuv. Why is it also about chiyuv? My time. Well, we should be mafasile the sakino because they cut it with a knife. They cut it with a knife, and the knife of a non-Jew has non-kosher foods on it, and it's going to go into the chiltis. I forgot. The Yomer Marnis and Tamit Gamis Mutter. Nice and Tamit Gamis Mutter. Like you said, Stam Kalev of Levi Dechavim are. Nice and Tom of Gam. And you're even not yet. Nice and Tom of Gam. Not so tricky. Agam Khurfe, the Chutiso, Machal, the Lele Shamuso, the Havlik, nice and Tom, the Shvach, the Osir. Through the sharpness of the Chiltis, it takes the Shamunis on the Sakin, the remnants of the other non kosher foods, and it makes it into, the Rashi says it sort of sweetens it, it makes it into Tom, the Shvach, the Osir. This halacha is, there's two parts to this halacha with very negeh to Yerudeya. It's called Dover Charif and Dukha de Sakin. Okay? And if you look at Taisvis, the four for me is sharp foods. Dukha de Sakin means the pressure of a knife. If you look at Taisvis at the end of Dibra Masno Agap Korfe, Taisvis says over here, Vieshna Farshim, in the middle of that Taisvis, Kamai came the bottle of Kaplut. Kaplut's what, a potato? What is that? No, an onion and another shenechta b'sakas. Yeah, right. It's not. Yeah, sorry. Shenechta b'sakas ad the kachavim b'leisagle b'klipo. You can't just peel the knife or kashu the klipa or whatever. The agav churpe bolatzvei through the churfa of the kaplut or the tzbatzel onions. There's also that's also a double carb. So if you take a non-kosher knife and cut an onion, the entire onion is asur, similar to the siltis. This halacha of duchat asakina and darva charev only applies to a chiltus.
Even sharper than an onion.
Because it's even sharper than an onion. And this again, we don't pass, we're machmir by a batzel and a kaplut. But again, when it comes to she'elus of Yeridea, we have olid sirufim, then we say, we're machmir by an onion, but we use this far of tosfos as well, with olid sirufim, that only a chiltus is considered a darva charev. So, this is important, again, trying to just bring out the halachas over here, the places, later on we'll see more of the halachas of Dukkha Vesachim. After the Rav Levi, Habitamaz Bechiltisa. The servant of Rav Levi, would sell chiltis, he would do the chiltis sale. Hinoch Nashe the Rav Levi, when Rav Levi passed away, also came to Rav Yochanan, and they wanted to know if they could continue buying from the Eved of Rav Levi. Does he still have the same chazaka of selling, obviously, in the house of Rav Levi that had both only kosher food?
Was he a Jewish?
No, he wasn't Jewish. He was an Eved Kanani, she says. He wasn't Jewish. Rav Kamaz says, you know, there's Rav Levi, also kind of Rav Yechon, Amalei Mahu, and there's Rav Yechon, we still buy. Amalei Hu, Avdei Shalchava, Areo Kuchava. The Eved of a Yechon. Avdei Shalchava, Areo Kuchava. He's like a Kuchava. Wait. Whoa. Even after he died. Yes. That's the kid.
I'm not sure.
Rav Huna Bar Nevi, his goof is not covered from there. Rav Huna Bar Nevi, Zavin Tchilta, Me'anshu the base way. Rav Huna Bar Nevi would buy Tchelis from the house of the Rav Amun Chassida, Tchelis, from the wife, the basic. The Tchelis, right, not from Menachas, was easily interchanged with Kol the Elam, which wasn't Tchelis. And Tchelis was very, very, was rare, it was expensive. So there's a chance that the Goyim would put Kol Elam instead of Tchelis. So they would take the Tchelis die. And so the question over here, was there a chance from the wife of Rav Amun Chassida after he passed away, right? I guess he passed away. Did he pass away? Yeah. I guess I'm assuming he passed away. Because otherwise he's alive, I don't know.
So he wasn't in the business.
Yeah, or for his wife, okay. Also comment Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef didn't have an answer. Pogabesh Hanun Chayad. The tailor who would be involved with Chelus met up with Rabbi Yosef. Armalei, he said to Rabbi Yosef, Yosef Anya Manole, Yosef Anya, you don't have a source for this. You're a poor Aniva Das or something, I don't know. You don't have a knowledge. But I do. With me there was a story. I bought chelis from the house of Rabbi Noi, from the brother of Chibar Abba. So he came to Rav Masna. He didn't know whether it was mutter or not. And then I came and I asked the question in front of Rabbi Yehuda from Agroya. Amarli, nafaltu liad. He came to the right place. The wife is like a chaver. The Tanur Rabbanan. Eishes chaver real chaver. Abish chaver real chaver. Therefore, they have the same hazaka and kibar.
Even the wife wouldn't listen.
Just for this. If
the wife wouldn't listen,
just
for this or other
ramifications. Yeah, I'm assuming. Yeah, I mean, kavachayim, right? This is chelus, so there's a chash today. But we'll see at the end of the daf. Chaver shenes ish levarav bnei beis amrei mitnasdason. Chaver, even if he dies, his wife, his children, the people who live in his house, his basement. Amrei mitnasdason.
Now it's including the eved, but it doesn't say
that. Correct. Yes. Yeah. Good. Right. It does. Yeah. Yeah. You know that's who. Yeah. Chaver, it's included in the basement. It doesn't emphasize eved. Yeah. Actually, chashdu. Until there's a suspicion otherwise. Even the chatzur with itself chelus. Until there's and it was known to only do kosher chelus. There we assume that it is kosher until proven otherwise. Parabon, Eishes Am Ha'oritz, Shinisus L'Chaver. The wife of an Am Ha'oritz, which we assume that she assumed the practices of her husband, but then she gets married to a chaver. Okay, they have to accept upon themselves divrei chaverus. Otherwise,
before about the magilut, you trust the widow.
Someone brings that down. Someone brings that down. The tzushel to the Gemara before. Giloy. Yeah, maybe Sakanta's chaper. I saw someone who shells it to you.
How is one Mikabel to the how are you Mikabel to the Shavir? Is it based on any protocol?
This is a sugya. Where's the sugya? Tabu de Vechaveres. It's a sugya in Shas somewhere. Maybe Krista.
How do you do it? Okay.
It's a gemara. Aber ich es habe, wo läuft bei the other way around. Ich es habe nicht lama orbit, kein Peter es habe nicht lama orbit, so kein Abdus es habe schon lama orbit. Ein und zwei von der Kabel der wir haben wir will hat gibo. They don't have to. They could keep it in their ways. They we assume Dibra Meir, Yudo Imer, Yudo Argy. Okay, look at Rashi. Machlek is Rashi places. Do they have to redo it when they, are they, do they lose it and then they, when they come back, do they have to re-Makabu? Or do they keep it the whole time? They don't lose it. Look at this. We don't have any happy speech on the Kabbalah of Chavis and Chachilah. They're going to have to redo it. They have a redo. They have to get re-licensed. Get a re-licensed. Re-estate. According to Rashi. So that's Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. According to Rav Meir, does it mean, even Rav Meir says they don't need to be Makabur. But Kol Zman they're married to Namaoritz doesn't work. According to Tosfos, they have it the whole time. Okay? Shimon Elazar says, listen, Rabbi Yehuda, you're right. It was a story. A woman married a chaver. She would be such a bucky in halachas, she would wrap his tefillin.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, not really. But yes, how that works. It's a whole grade over there. However, this is the lichus. She married a tax collector. We know tax collectors aren't the most erluch. She would make sure to wrap his seal in a bow, all of his IRS badge. And Rashi says,
like a receipt.
She would seal.
So
you see what? She's a chameleon.
Yeah. She'll do whatever her husband does.
Whatever her husband does, she follows. So don't say because she was married to a chaver, he's going to keep those ways. Now that she's married Lama Oritz, those days are over. She's a chameleon. Rav says that a chavis is usher with one seal, and a champag, same as you see in a second, a champag is mutter b'chayse mechon. One seal is enough. The chash is non-kosher things are going to get mixed in and replace the kosher things. You seal it so that you can take away that shot. So it depends. Chavis is awesome. What is chavis? Chalav, basar, yayin, tchelis. Milk, basar, yayin, tchelis. That's champag. That's chavis, sorry. Champag is chilsis, marayis, pas, vino, torin. Those are mutter because these things, as Rashi explains, aren't really that expensive or that precious for that the guy or important that the guy or significant that the guy would exchange them. So you have one chaisen, it's enough.
You don't have one chaisen.
You're right. Let's skip the next lines here. We're going to say Rashi takes the gear out and we put it in later. Rav, Maishna Gvina Doi Torah Kumazai, Rav, question of Rav. Why is Gvina good enough with one chaisen? Because he's not gonna, you don't need two chaisamas. He's not gonna put in the effort for cheese. Cheese doesn't have so much value. And he's gonna end up taking the bother and resealing it, etc. Chalav Nami, Chalav also, you should only have one seal should be enough. Doi Torah Kumazai, what's so precious about milk? Amrav Kahana, Inachanami, You're going to bring in a fish, a piece of the fish that doesn't have a simen, whether it's kosher or not. Then there's a chash that the guy will exchange it, because there, that has some value. I already mentioned basar, fish and basar, basar dogin. So it should be included in that. No, trigami basar, fish is not the same thing as regular basar. Therefore, these are okay. Again, it's the value, and therefore you need two chaisom. Shmuel Aymer, Shmuel says, beis asur, b'chaisim echad, mechid mutter, b'chaisim echad. Shmuel takes out chatichas dog, and he says, beis is asur, you need two chaisomas, one is not enough. Mechid, he takes out pas. He only has schiltas, murayas, and gvina, because pas, he holds he's good enough with chaisim echad, mutter b'chaisim echad. Basar for yayin chelis, asur b'chaisim echad, beis is a simon for basar, yayin chelis, are also with one chayisim, you need two, because they're expensive, significant. Murayas, siltas, gvina, his mutter b'chayisim echad, l'shmuel. His mutter b'chayisim echad, l'shmuel. Sorry, mutter b'chayisim echad. L'shmuel, chatichas dog, shein b'sin, and ayu basar. Shmuel didn't list chavis, because he held the ches is not needed for chatichas dog, that's included in basar. Trade avni basar lo yamina. He doesn't. He doesn't say it's two types of basar. Now Rashi sits, puts in the gear, so let's go back to the top. Pass. Why pass? Remember, the Shmuel didn't include it. Why? Well, my nichoshlo. Why would you be chayshus? Maybe he wants the hot bread and we'll put cold bread instead. It's well known. Yeah. And the problem would be pass happen. Yeah. The chiti, the basari, what is he going to do? Exchange wheat bread for barley bread? It's also recognizable. Ikadodi, let's say it's the same quality of bread. In that case, sorry, I lost the place. Even the ego for the problem is Zayat. It's the same thing. So if there's one place, then it would be enough. So therefore, Shmuel holds that you don't need to have Shtei Chaisamus when it comes to Pas. Han Rabbon, Ein Loichin Yimach Mechad B'Surya. You can't buy these things in Surya because there's a chash that it was from a goy, and therefore it's not kosher. Lo Yayin, Lo Murais, this is what the synonym stands for. Yayin, Murais, Lo Cholov, Lo Melach, Sal Kundris, which we'll see what that means in a second. Lo Chiltis, Lo Gvina, Ela Min HaMumcha. It has to be someone who's a mumcha, someone who's recognizing these things, and therefore also would be someone that doesn't exchange it. We're not conscious that he's going to do that. He's not going to take it from a non-Jew. The Kulam, in the Sarech, Eitzel Balabayis, is mutter. In all of these cases, if someone goes to the house of this person in Surya, the halacha is it's mutter. Because through business, he's a Jew. So a chayshish, he took these items from a non-Jew and sold them. But for himself, he's mutter. Comes to business, this is how business. I, of course, eat only kosher, mahadrin, vadats. And we call stam either to show them, but when I sell them, I don't care about the other person. Yeah, very good. That's a good gazette. Nesai le Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Dam Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Shagol le Balabayis le Beisoy Mutter. Let's say he gives a present. The present of, again, this person is not considered, doesn't have good reputation for selling the right thing. But if he sends a present, he's Mutter. It's Mutter to eat from that. Hi, Taimo. Balabayis le Shavik et Teira v'Ochli Surah. For himself, like we just said, Balabayis is not going to eat. He's marked it on his own halachas. He makes sure that he does not eat. He eats hefer and doesn't eat eshir. But however, when he gives a present, he's not doing business with it. So he'll give what he eats. He gives a matana to other people. I'm not going into this, but this is very, very relevant. Halacha. If someone is allowed to eat, and someone who's not makbid and kashrus in certain areas, but if you go to their house, does it apply? This is very, very relevant to those halachas.
There's also a big machlekes. If this is limited to Syria, does it apply to all chutz la'aretz? The Rambam feels it applies to all chutz la'aretz. Rashi seems to say it's localized. It's limited to Syria. But if it applies to all chutz la'aretz, then it's a very, very broad application.
Yeah, it's very relevant. It's a whole siman in Yusei Yifrim and Shulchan Aruch, exactly what the halachas are when it comes to eating by someone who's not makbid in certain areas, in kashrus. Maybe they'll do it under pressure, that's very relevant. Okay, Melech Talkundris, my Melech Talkundris, I'm Rabbi Huda Mashmuel, Melech Shapol Talkundri, run the Eisenhower. All of the officers of Rome, they would eat it.
The bakers.
The salt.
Bakers. Talkundri is the bakers.
Nachtoimen.
Is the bakers.
Bakers, my mistake. Yeah,
or the bake shops.
Bakers. Now, what would be the problem? Let's see. Come on, Melech Salkondris Shchoir Al Sura, the white, the black salt of Salkondris is author. Levon is Muteres, then Rabbeinu.
Who
do I have any answer? Levon Asura Shchoir Muteres. And who do I have any answer? Mishim Rabbi Chanina Gamliel, I married Zubazur Al Sura. Both are Asura, black and white. Why? Amar Rabbi Bachan Rabbi Yashin. Did I have Levon Asura? The one that says that the Levon of the white salt is Asura. What happened to Himalayan and pink salt? Here, Beidog and Levon and Tamei were of in both. The Isra is because they put white fish innards that are Tamei fish, they mix it into the salt, and therefore it's Asur out that. The Divrei Aim is Shchaira, Asura, Ki Beidog and Shchaira and Tamei were of in both. The Divrei Aim is Zubazur Asura, the one who holds that the white and black are Asur, Zem is Zem were of in both. They have the Chashas by both things. Amr Abavo, Mishim Abachanim and Abriel, Zakin Achod, Mahayi Bishnun Asenu. Rabbi Vol says a different reason why it was a problem. There was one zakin in our vicinity here, in our neighborhood. Shuma Chazir was a popular way of making something look aesthetically, it was aesthetically pleasing. In the bread.
Right.
That was one of the reasons for Pasakum. The shiny coating.
It looks nice,
and therefore it would be also else that. Harei Lassu, and the Mishnah then reiterated and said, these things are also Bachdin, Lamotar, and Hanoah. So why do we reiterate this? The Muate Mai, it's coming to exclude. What's it coming to exclude? Rechizkio, the Muate Biyadua. Quint Rechizkio is coming to exclude, like we said before, where we know Stam Yenim was mixed in, where we know it was mixed in, Rechizkio said it's even Asr Bahano, and the Mishnah is coming to exclude those cases. That's why it emphasizes, only these are Mutter Bahano. Rabbi Yeshanon, according to Rabbi Yeshanon, the Hare Elu Asurim is the Muate Murai, is the Venus Besu Nike, Ustam Krabnei. Rameyer holds, like he said, Murayus is also Bahano, Venus Base, like we said before, Venus Base is Nike, this type of cheese, again, cheese of an Akum, is also Bahano. The Mishnah is saying only these things are Mutarana, to exclude these cases, which are also Anano, like the opinion of Rameyer. We do a little. Yeah, we follow the Dasir. Maybe Mutar and Basi. Now we have cases that are even, so we've had a different level. What's the word I'm looking for? Progressive. So we have the first scenarios where it's Asr B'Hano and Asr B'Achila. Then we have the cases of Mutar and Asr B'Achila. Now we have cases that are Mutar even and Achila. Chavah Shechob L'Avi D'Chav Yisroel Eidei. All of that a guy milk and a Jew sees. And then there's no chash. Then he's going to mix it up. And again, Chiddush of Moshe is that regulations have that halal. Bahadvash, and you have honey of a goy, Bahadavdonius, and then we have a cluster of grapes. Afal pishim and atzvin, ain't bohem yishum hechshem mashvin.
Cherry.
The grapes. Even though they're dripping, there's no hechshem mashvin. They don't have a stuck in sin. It's not mashvin of a kabul tumma.
Grape juice normally is.
Yes, we'll see.
Right.
That's true. Yeah. The question, I guess, it means what, because there's no chash tuma, you can end up eating it when there would be a normal. Maybe it's tuma or something. The question, shame, dark, and lost is the toch and yarn, the chaymits. Let's say you have pickled food that aren't normally, wine and vinegar aren't put inside it, so there's no chash. Right? Yeah. The Torah ain't a tufa. And then you have the taurus, which is not cut up, so you recognize that it's a kosher fish. It's here, sheesh podoga, and then you have the fish brine, which has the kilbis, which is tummy fish in and of itself, but only grows in the brine of taurus fish. So, from the fact that you have the little kilbis, floating around in the fish brine, is a simon that it's taurus fish, so therefore it's mutabatilo. But Allah shel chiltis, then the leaf of the chiltis, which is not normally cut, and therefore mutter again. And then you have these olives that are sort of cooked. Look at Rashi. you'd make olive cakes, some type of olive cake that was heated up and it would congeal congeal together, everything would join us like a cake. Sounds delicious. There's no problem over here, again, of any, like a Jew did this whole process. There's no problem, really. And I was going to ask, why would there be a problem? But that's more. We'll see why, seeing the Gemara, why. And then you have the grasshoppers. The grasshoppers are boim and aslula, asun. If they come, so they seem to, what they would do is they would get the grasshoppers, put them in a pile, and then sell them in baskets. So if it's from the slula, they would be sold, in that case from the store, like the store is selling it in baskets, then it's offered. Because Rashi explains, they would put wine on it. They would spice it up with a little bit of wine, some spiced up grasshoppers. No. I have sick, but if it was from the pile of the grasshoppers that were just harvested, I guess you won't pull like that.
It's just in a barrel. Portion.
Yeah, but before you would sell it. Not for sale yet. Yeah. It's in the whole of the warehouse. So then it's mutter. They wouldn't put the wine in there. Behind the truma, and the same thing would be when it comes to truma. We'll see what this means in the Gemara. Tanino, let's see if we can just do a little further. Tanino had the Tanar Rabbanan. In the Gemara, we see a Mishnah. In our Mishnah, Yoshi Yisrael, B'tzad Edrash, Shavut Nechavim, and Yisrael standing by the shlach of the Goy. He's sitting, he's there, present. And the Goy is taking milk, milking for him. He brings it for him. He's not Choshish for the Goy to mix in to that fall of that milk, again, non-kosher milk.
Rashi says that people angry
at him. Wait. Hechidon. E, the lack of Dover, Tommy, the Edroi. What's the case? If there's no other, you see his flock, only Tahar animal. So there's no shot that he's going to bring in non-kosher milk. She's a kosher. Vidi, he could Dover, Tommy, the Edroi. And if there is, am I? Why? Just because the Yisrael is sitting over there. Why should that help? He's not seeing, like Rashi said. Am I? No, there is something around Dover Tomei. Machleik is apoiskim where it is. Is it even in someone else's barn or is it in the city? Like, what does it mean? Exactly. The Iko doesn't say Be'edra over here. Exactly where is it? So this is Machleik is apoiskim. Exactly how, where it is. Whatever it is, there is a Dover Tomei. Nechiko Chazile. But the Chikoi is Chazilek. So if the Jew would stand up, he would see him. He would see mixing it in. However, if he also is like Chazilek. But when he's sitting, he can't see him. Mao the same. Well, what would you say? Maybe keeping the Yosef like Chazilek. If he's sitting down, the guy thinks, the Jew's not doesn't see me. And therefore, maybe it'll bring that non-kosher milk and then mix it up in there. Mashvalon. No. Kiver the Chazi, the Chikoi. Again, that's considered, again, so what do you see?
It sounds like a camera.
Very good. And what about regulations? Right?
That's
the whole thing. He's not, Lemaisa, he doesn't see him. Is it being milked with the guard Jew seeing him? No. Right? He's a mirsus. So that in of itself, we see from this Gemara.
What's the sign against
following? How, again.
What you said before, maybe the
Mirsa has to be able to see, but regulations mean.
But it's not, maybe there's a regulation that's not important.
Yeah. Again, that's not going to be. All right, let's just do a little. Dvash, honey. Dvash, am I nailed for slow? The reason why Dvash is looked about is because what would you worry about? You're going to worry about wine getting mixed in. This was sorry, that makes it taste sour. Right? You don't want sour honey. Right? What do you worry about? The guy cooks it. It's nachak meishul chay. There's no issue with bishul akim. Imishim glavim nechavim. Maybe they'll put it in the keilu. They'll cook it in the keilu, which is not kosher of a guy. Nishatam gamhu. Ooh, mutter. Okay. Let's do a little bit more. Hadab devanio is afal pishin menatzlo. He's saying by mishum echshar mashke. We said that the cluster of grapes, even though it's dripping juice, still, it doesn't have a halach of hechshu mashke. Uramini, a boitzel agas, it's syrup. We see that if someone's harvesting to bring to the press, shamei oimer huchsha, the liquid, even though it's not wine technically that was pressed yet, but it's dripping from the grapes, the halach is that it's mashke lekabutumo. Hil oimer loy huchsha. It says it's not huchsha lekabutumo. Voidile hil shamei. Hill says he ended up agreeing that it's still considered wine to be Masur L'Kabel Tumah.
Was that
a new time
that he wanted?
No, yeah, obviously, if it's Nichol, yeah, obviously, if it's Nichol. So, Hasam Kaboy Ledim, that's more interesting. Hasam Kaboy Ledim Mashka, Hasam Kaboy Ledim Mashka, it's different. Over there, he wants, he's there to, he wants the juice. He wants the juice, therefore, it has the halachic status of Mashka to make a Mashka to Moshe Kabotum. Over here, he doesn't want the juice, he wants the cluster of grapes, he doesn't care about the juice,
yeah.
And therefore, it doesn't have the halachic of a Mashka to be Mashka. Have a great day.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.